Eddie and Combs calls Combs one of the nicest, kindest, and most generous people he's ever worked with. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims increased by 6,000 last week. The morning's figures showing 244,000 people filing first-time claims for benefits for the week ending February 18th. California, Washington, and Oregon reporting the largest increases in new claims. Largest decreases were in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Reminding you that we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
About two dozen people are facing misdemeanor charges today after a protest march got unruly in Anaheim, California last night. Police say some of the demonstrators clashed with police officers and threw rocks at them. The protest coming after video showed an off-duty L.A. police officer firing his gun during a confrontation with a group of teenagers. The officer lives in that neighborhood and reportedly was upset about the teens walking through his yard. New York area air travelers will find some deals to be had if they don't mind driving a bit north of New York City. Here's more on that from Sarah Lee Kessler.
If you're looking for a dirt-cheap, no-frills getaway to Ireland, Norwegian Air will begin offering it in June. One-way fare starting at $69. Planes will fly out of Stewart Airport in Orange County, 70 miles north of Times Square. Service will eventually expand to Scotland and England. Proponents say rock-bottom airfares will put pressure on carriers that fly out of JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark to lower overseas ticket prices.
And someone who bought a ticket in Indiana is a brand new multimillionaire thanks to Powerball as one winning ticket for the $435 million jackpot drawn last night was sold in the Hoosier State. And we'd like to remind you again that USA Radio News is powered by WesternJournalism.com. And while you're online anyway, find us also at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
All right, we're going to start again, this time with the microphones up. Too bad, it was very witty. It is now 11:04, and it is still 46 degrees in Flemington. It is mostly foggy, and areas of fog will burn off before noon. And since we have really super big windows, we'll keep you updated.
What's the matter? Why are you getting sidetracked? You're doing the weather.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
I didn't say anything.
Tonight there's a 30% chance of showers and more fog. Tomorrow there's another 30% chance of more fog. Saturday's going to be a high of 67, and then a cold front will come through in the afternoon with some strong thunderstorms perhaps. There'll be an 80% chance of showers, and it will go down to a low of 36. And it will be chilly again on Sunday with a high of 46, but sunny for the rest of the weekend.
Amazing. The new breed were crazy with Rod, Keneal, and Casey. The Amazons were the brand new kids in town. From the Polo Grounds to Shea, they played the game their way. By hook and by crook, they wrote
have the
a new
pitchers
book.
And catchers reported or something?
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Oh,
I had no idea. I don't start paying attention to baseball till like September.
Games start tomorrow.
Good morning and welcome to the spring training start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Phillies are playing a dust-up game today.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Mets-loving Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. The un-Mets-loving Jim Thatch, that is. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunter County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, New Jersey Makers Day is only a month away. We'll give you details about this fun day for the whole family. Starting March 1st, we'll be accepting entries for the HCL Annual Art Show and Sale. We'll tell you how you can enter. Jennifer always gives 100% at work. 12% on Monday, 23% on Tuesday, 40% on Wednesday, 20% on Thursday, and 5% on Friday. March speakers and concerts, exhibits and displays, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
So, what are the prospects for the Amazons this year?
Their pitching looks good.
Does it? Yeah. Let's turn this song off. I hate this song.
Why?
Is this pumping you up for the Mets season?
No.
Name three Mets. Current Mets.
Noah Syndergaard.
That your favorite Mets, Syndergaard?
He's a pitcher.
Yes, I know who he is, Jennifer.
I don't know. So I have to tell you something. I have to make a public confession.
Here we go.
Okay, so I went to Buffalo Wild Wings last week.
The one in Flemington?
No, I went to the one in Langhorne to see my friend.
Of course you did.
Well, my friend Scott's there. So you and Jeremiah were very...
Does Scott ever travel outside of the Langhorne area?
Oh, yeah.
Can he ever come visit you at your Buffalo Wild Wings?
I bet he could.
Let me know when you're going to be there, and I'll meet you for
okay.
a drink.
So you and Jeremiah encouraged me to go. You said I would like it there. Of course, I realized I'm going to be stuck watching Phillies games now because we're near Philadelphia.
Or you could go to your local Buffalo
yes,
Wild Wings.
Yes, but I bet I'm not going to get to watch Met games there. Either
they'll have every game on. They have.
It's all right, but wait. That's not the admission I'm going to make. So the admission I'm going to make is you and Jeremiah said, oh, they always have trivia ongoing all the time on one of the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a tablet on your table and you can just play along.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a pad of paper.
So did you get a tablet?
There was one.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. You can ask for like a more sophisticated one, but there is one on there.
Right. So did you play?
I did.
How'd you do?
First in every round.
Good. Okay, so you weren't playing against anyone?
There were like three people playing.
Oh, good. We'll have to come challenge us at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes. But it was kind of distracting because I ignored everyone else at the table.
Well, they give you breaks and stuff like that. You got to kind of learn how to balance it, Jennifer.
I will, but I was just...
No one was helping you? You were just doing it by yourself?
Yes, because one of the people I was with, their answers are numbered, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and one person kept shouting out C.
Why? Just to throw you off?
No, because that's, I don't know.
All right, do we have some programs this week?
We have a movie tonight, yes.
What is it? I don't know.
Are we going to show it?
Yes, we are going to show it, Jennifer. Yes. Why wouldn't we?
Well, because the lamp still has some life in it, doesn't it? Florence Foster Jenkins, the story of a New York heiress who dreamed of becoming an opera star despite having a terrible singing voice.
Is that the Meryl Streep one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm staying away with that,
you can
from
say,
that one.
You can say that about almost any movie. And Hugh Grant and Simon Helberg is in it. And it's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, and it will be shown again tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. In case you're at the North County Branch Library tonight, meditating for stress relief with Umesh Bhatia. And that's at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. And I'd be willing to bet there's still space there.
Next Tuesday at the North County Branch, their Garden Club will be meeting. It's a drop-in event, so feel free to stop by. They're going to be talking about colonial herb gardens. Early settlers depended on herbs for flavor, clothing, medicine, and comfort. Master Gardener Ruth Claus, no relation to Santa, of the Rutgers Master Gardeners Speakers Bureau will take listeners on an imaginary stroll through a colonial kitchen garden. Sounds interesting. Sounds like something you would like, Jennifer.
We had her at headquarters once. It's very good. It's a very good talk.
Once again, the Garden Club is a drop-in event, so feel free to come by. Once again, it's Tuesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner of the homepage, and all of the flyers for all of the programs that are coming up through March, at least, will be on there for you to look at. And then if you're interested, you can give us a call, or you can register online and reserve a seat for yourself. Got a lot of good stuff coming up in March, Jennifer.
We do, including, we have two book clubs in February to go before the end of the month. Tonight, the Friends Book Group will meet at the North County Branch Library in the Grandin Room on the second floor, and they will be reading A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and no registration is required. So if you've read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn and want to talk about
it. What is that book about?
It was turn of the century. It's set in Brooklyn, shocking. It's a story of Francie Nolan growing up in Williamsburg.
But what is it about?
And her father... her father's...
She's the tree,
no,
metaphorically?
No. I suppose. You know, her father's an alcoholic. And it's just everyday life.
Okay, just in turn of the century Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Good period piece.
Yes.
You'd never read it, have you?
I have. We did it in our book group. But it's, I mean, it's honestly, it's just the growing... It's the story of the Nolan family.
Okay.
Growing up.
Good save.
And then tomorrow... At the headquarters library, they will be discussing The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins at 10 a.m. And if you've seen the movie, you really need to read the book.
Why? The book is better?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard the movie. I never saw it. I think my wife loved that book, too, but I don't think she had any interest in seeing the movie. I don't know why.
I actually never saw it.
It's a thriller? What is it?
It's a thriller. A young woman commutes to London every day for work, and she... passes by the back of a house, and she sees a couple sitting outside, and she makes up a story for them, their life story. And then one day she doesn't see the woman, and then she makes up a story and becomes obsessed with what happened to the woman.
So this is all in her head?
There's a lot of stuff in her head, let me tell you.
Interesting.
So, and Paula Hawkins has a new book coming out in May, Into the Deep, so people should start getting excited about that.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, it's time for our first commercial break already. It is.
Is it? My goodness, it certainly is.
So let's go do some commercials. We'll come back with Today in History, Maker's Day, March programs, and a lot more.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, run business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
I just see a black screen.
Welcome back to the library show. I don't understand this YouTube thing.
What are you doing?
Sometimes there are commercials on it, and sometimes there aren't. There's one today.
So why don't you just pick the same one every time?
No, it is, because it's a link in my email. And sometimes there's a commercial. And sometimes
this is Jennifer's way of apologizing for her somewhat spotty producer skills. Yeah. I feel like I'm on a limb out here in the far end of this desk without a computer, just relying on my wits. Right now? No, not right now. It takes too much. We should maybe alternate or something until they figure this out. Or we should talk to our chamber president. Say we need a. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just told him it was very awkward.
And what did he say? Was he amenable
he's
to a change?
Yeah, he needs somebody to come back from Red Bank.
I mean, the second host needs a... I need a computer.
I agree. And I tried to log into the Wi-Fi so that you could use this and I could do it on the tablet.
It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is February 23rd. In years past, and also some people just who were born on this date. Only have a couple events, too. Here we go, 1455, Jennifer. February 23rd, the first Western book printed with movable type. What was the book?
You would think I would know this. Let's say the Gutenberg Bible.
Let's say you are correct. Very well done. The Gutenberg Bible.
You ever seen one?
No, why?
They have several at the Market Museum.
And what's so special about them?
They were the first books printed.
Does it look different or something?
No, they're very elegant and they're very old.
We got Kiko playing along at home. Welcome, Kiko. Kiko got that correct as well.
I wouldn't doubt it.
In 1836, on February 23rd, what happened in Texas?
Kiko?
What big event happened in Texas on this date in 1836? The start of something.
The Alamo? Spanish-American War. No.
Oh, the Alamo is correct. You said the Alamo?
The Alamo.
The beginning of the Alamo. The Battle of the Alamo, Jennifer. Which, as we all know, ended. Kiko got that correct as well. Which, of course, we know ended not well for the American side in the battle for Texas's independence, I guess. Is that why the Alamo battle? Santa Ana come north and wipe them all out.
Yeah, we still got it.
Okay, Jennifer, blah, blah, blah. 1861, February 23rd. I don't know. President-elect Abraham Lincoln arrived safely in Washington after a thwarting of an assassination attempt. There was an assassination attempt that was thwarted, actually, by what's the guy that does the security services now? This is like the original guy. I'm drawing a blank. FBI. Pinckney, something like that. I can't remember. But where did there was a plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln? Where?
Kiko, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
This is my question. Abraham Lincoln was there was a plot to assassinate him on the. This date where? What city on this date in 1861?
New York City.
Baltimore, Maryland. He was on his way from Springfield to the White House after being elected president, and there was a plot to assassinate him at the train station in Baltimore, Maryland. And how did he get away? Pinkerton. Thank you, Kiko. Pinkerton. Oh, you did? I got headphones on.
When you said, oh, do not vex me today, Jim.
Why? You say that every day, Jennifer.
I know I do.
So Abraham Lincoln, how did he avoid this plot? Pinkerton figured out there was a plot to assassinate him happening at this train. They were waiting for him at a train station. How did he get away?
Horses.
He dressed as a woman.
Oh.
Abe Lincoln.
The beard.
The old rail splitter. I guess they put his, I don't know how they hid the beard, but he dressed like a woman and got away. Unfortunately, 4 years later, it wasn't so lucky, Jennifer. All right, Kiko, I had this one. He wanted me to ask you, Jennifer, what happened on the state in 1945 with a group of Marines and a U.S. Navy hospital corpsman? What happened with them on the top of Mount Suribachi on this date?
Was this the raising of the American flag?
They planted a flag that was a famous photograph.
Which I believe they had to reenact for the photograph.
They had to reenact it again?
For the photograph? Is that
no,
true, Kiko?
That's not true. Jennifer, who told you that?
I just know things.
Hold on, we're getting fired, but here, do that again. The guy on the left, you know, I didn't like his pose.
I don't mean immediately after. I mean...
Oh, they might have done it just, yeah, as a...
That's what I mean.
Okay. You didn't mean that originally.
No, I didn't mean, wait, stop, I didn't get you blinked. No, I meant...
50 years later.
Well, not that far ahead.
Yeah. Okay, finally born on the state, Jennifer, George Friedrich Handel. 1685, February 23rd.
He is a German composer, water music, fire music.
Kiko says a photo was posed.
Ha!
I'm not believing that. I don't care what Kiko says.
I said it too. You don't care what I say. That's no, we know that.
Yes, I think that's been established to all of our loyal listeners on this radio show.
Thank you, Kiko.
Handel?
I told you. He's a German composer, fire music, water music.
What's his most famous composition? Don't tell me fire music, water music.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Messiah.
He did that as well. Many people did a Messiah, though.
His Handel's Messiah with the Hallelujah chorus?
No.
Yes, that's what he did, Jennifer. What he's most famous for.
Not to me, son.
Fire music, water music. You think he made that one up, too. 1889, this is the last one I have. Not much happening February 23rd throughout history.
We went through a dry cycle last year where things didn't...
Yeah, it was in August or something because it was too hot with my...
Yeah, but now
theory.
It's everywhere. Like, what's...
Kiko had another one about Baron von Steuben, who I knew who it was, but I didn't put it in there. Actually, I learned about this on Drunk History. He came over from England and helped train Washington's troops that didn't know how to fight.
And there's a house up in North Jersey, Baron von Steuben House.
Right. So is that what he was here for? He helped the Continental Army learn how to fight.
The British, yes. And that's... Because the British would line up in lines and they wore red suits and the colonists were, you know.
And they didn't know just to shoot them? Someone had to train them how to...
Well, no, but he...
He's from Prussia, by the way, not England.
I didn't say England.
I did. Victor Fleming, born on this date.
Von Steuben was from England? Come on.
I don't know.
Who, Victor Fleming?
Yes.
He was an actor.
Mm-mm.
Is that an mm-mm or a...
That's a no, Jennifer. No. 1889, Victor Fleming was born on February 23rd. He's director famous for two all-time great films. Maybe two, it's probably two in the top 10 films of all time were directed by Victor Fleming. Maybe the top five. Yeah, what are like the most famous movies of all time?
Gone with the Wind, but
Gone with the Wind is one, Jennifer. See, don't doubt yourself.
Gone with the Wind and...
What's probably the other most famous movie of all time?
If I tell you Lawrence of Arabia, you'll make fun of me.
That's not... It's a family movie. Like the most famous movie. I don't know how to go... Like, shown every year, it's like a classic...
Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie, I think they showed it around Easter a lot. What?
It's not a musical.
It's the right thing. It had an Oscar-winning song in it.
Not the Sound of Music.
I don't want to know how to tell you without giving it away.
What's the Oscar-winning song?
That'll give it away, Jennifer.
I have no idea.
What's the most famous song of all time from a movie?
White Christmas.
No, second famous then.
Easter Parade.
No, then there's not. They're not written by Irving Berlin.
I know what I'm thinking.
Either. This is more famous. It was sung by a woman.
Obviously, I'm drawing a blank. How many words?
It's made in the classics. It was made in the 30s. Late 30s.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, okay. Jennifer.
Good grief. It's not one of my favorites.
So Victor Fleming directed The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind. So I think he was fired off of one of them. Or he had to come in to... another guy was fired and he had to pick it up. But that's not important right now. What is important, Jennifer, is New Jersey Makers Day. I promised at the top of the show I would tell you all about it, and here we go. New Jersey Makers Day, Saturday, March 25th, Jennifer, from 10 to 4 at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library for ages 6 and over. Think about the last time you fixed something, built, designed, or discovered a better way to accomplish a task. It's fun and it feels good. Libraries across New Jersey will be hosting Makers Day 2017, Saturday, March 25th, to remind us that creativity and ingenuity are a part of us all. More than that, these skills are vital to our economy. Spend a couple of hours with us and find a new hobby. Connect with someone who holds the same interests as you or see some new technology in action. The Hunter County Library is excited to be taking part as two of our branch locations, NCB and SCB. That didn't end correctly, that sentence. The North County Branch in Clinton will host local artists, businesses, environmental, and technology clubs who have offered to teach the community on Makers Day. New this year, two garden clubs and the Voorhees High School Environmental Club will showcase how to reuse and recycle with projects that are kind to the environment. Returning for the third Makers Day, the RoboStorm 4-H Robotics Club will 3D print name tags, hold a BattleBot competition, and display their technology projects. Reddington Metalworks will guide participants in engraving pendants. The Art Academy, a favorite from last year, will teach foundation oil painting skills to classes of participants ages 14 and older. Library volunteers and staff plan demonstrations of origami making and LED paper flowers. Girl Scout Troop 80462 will teach beginning circuitry using Play-Doh and squishy circuit kits. Computer coding and demos of coding for gaming will be available with GameU. For younger makers, Bricks for Kids will give classes using motorized models. And last but not least, for those old and young who enjoy unstructured fun and creativity, a huge assortment. The punctuation of the thing is terrible. A huge assortment of Legos will be available all day for a community open build. The South County Branch Library will host the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead, who will demonstrate farm technology on Makers Day. Makers Day participants will also have the opportunity to build simple robots and try their hand at bridge building. The fun continues for young builders who can be kept busy with an open Lego build.
I have a paragraph that's properly punctuated for South County if you'd like me to read it.
The staff, let me just finish. Let me just plow through this. The staff is excited to help participants learn how to make buttons on the library's button-making machine, and the Red Mill Museum is planning a demonstration at the South County Branch Library. All of these activities are free to Hunterdon County residents and available on a drop-in basis. Events are subject to change, so please check our website for updated information on times of specific events closer to March 25th. Some activities continue only as long as supplies last. FYI. So that's Makers Day, March 25th, at the North County and South County Branch Libraries from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I told you this is a special day, a great family day. You may actually learn a new hobby, meet a new friend. It's been wildly successful the past 2 years that we've done it.
Yes, and we would like
and to we expect nothing less.
Thanks, ShopRite of Flemington. They are donating sandwiches, pretzels, and water to the South County Branch Library. The sandwiches are for the demonstrators. And they've also donated some marshmallows and different kinds of pasta to build, so the kids can build bridges of common materials to see how much weight they can hold. There will be bristle bots, some robots to clean up spills, and simple circuits with unlikely power sources. I do want to know how you managed to get the button maker there to make
it. Didn't have nothing to do with me.
That was quite a
the often fought over button maker lands at the South County Branch Library, which is good.
No, I think so too, because there's fewer people there, and it would.
I need to actually make a button at some point.
Do you?
Yes.
A specific one or just in general?
Specific.
What will it say?
Let's see. What will it say? Mm. Boy, I have trouble hearing you. It's the echo chamber, is that why?
They made a button for the radio show.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Why aren't we wearing one?
I had it in my folder and it kept falling out, so it's on my desk. It says, wherever you are, there we are, or something like that. It's like a take on the closing.
On your famous closing?
My famous closing.
What do you say in the closing again?
Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, go online. Your library is always there for you.
Clever. Thank you.
Thank you. It's not over, though.
Okay, we're halfway through the library show. I would update you on the weather, but as I mentioned, I don't have a computer.
Well, look out the window. Is the fog burning on?
It's supposed to be 70 degrees, I heard today. Yeah, it doesn't even look close. What is the current temperature?
The current temperature is... It says it's still 46 degrees. I think that's...
It's got to be above 50, doesn't it? Get an accurate weather report. It's at least 50 degrees.
So.
The sun comes out, maybe it'll...
I think that's what we're waiting for.
Is the sun supposed to come out?
By noon.
What's the weather for tomorrow, by the way? Thinking about...
Denied.
Denied what? Time off? Denied? I haven't taken a day off yet this year.
I find that hard to believe.
It's true. I have been at work every day.
All day, every day?
No, not all day, every day. I never said that, Jennifer.
Chance of showers and areas of fog... 67 degrees.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Partly sunny in the afternoon.
Maybe I won't be.
You're probably not good golfing with it.
No, I'm thinking about golfing.
You could probably do it in the
Kiko,
afternoon.
I still have stuff to do there that I haven't finished. I don't know what time I can get out of work is the problem.
Well, 1 o'clock, it should be sunny by 1 o'clock tomorrow.
I know, but 1 o'clock might be too late. I don't know.
Did you just roll your eyes?
Did I roll my eyes at you?
Not at me. I don't control the weather.
Okay, now, once again, don't mention things to our radio audience that they can't see.
They can picture you rolling your eyes.
They can picture you rolling your eyes. Because mm-hmm. that happens maybe 2 dozen times a program.
Yes.
Easy.
So tell me about the Greyhounds that are going to be at North County.
I don't want to. Okay. Do you have trivia or anything for me today? Would that be a big no?
I've been a little bit busy.
So have I, Jennifer.
I know. I meant to this morning, but we're switching our ordering system.
Why are you singling out the Greyhound program? Let's talk about our March programming, Jennifer. Oh, by the way, we didn't mention next Wednesday.
What's next Wednesday?
Fred Miller starts... Oh, no, that's next month. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're going to talk about our March programming now. We have a lot of things planned for March. February was a little quiet for us because we had a program get canceled. Jennifer was a little lazy with the speakers, but March she picked up. What? No?
No speakers wanted to come to Hunterdon County in February.
Why? February was glorious, except for that one Thursday.
Our weather, whatever. No, it's too far for me to come and, you know, it might snow.
Okay, but March we have a full slate of programs starting with something.
March 1st, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will meet at the North County Branch Library. A local farmer, John Smith of Two Barn Farm, will talk about the Garden State, past, present, and future through the eyes of a first-generation market farmer. That's Wednesday, March 1st, 7 p.m. for North County.
I only have starting March 15th, so maybe you need to catch me up to March 15th, Jennifer. Did you mention there was a movie tonight? Oh, you did.
I did. And who's unprepared? Okay.
I'm not. I'm very prepared.
March 3rd at the North County Branch at 2 p.m.,
I just got to get that little dig in, didn't you? And I'm not fixing that flyer now. I can see your little circles on there.
We will be showing Sully, the story of Chesley Sullenberger, the American pilot who became a hero after landing a damaged plane on the Hudson in order to save the flight's passengers and crew.
And himself.
And himself. Well, he's part of the crew. Stars Tom Hanks, Aaron Eckhart, and Laura Linney. On Saturday, March 4th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, you can learn about adopting your new best friend, a greyhound. We have them both on because they're not labeled. New Jersey Greyhound Adoption Program will present its Greyhound Story, a fun interactive slide presentation. Volunteers and their dogs, including two adoptable gray male greyhounds, Topper and Gavin, will be there for library patrons to meet as well. New Jersey Greyhound Adoption Program is based in Hunterdon County and has rescued over 2,500 greyhounds since 1993. And that is 1 o'clock, March 4th. The program is free and open to the public. And if you can't stop in and stay for the entire program, just stay and meet Topper and Gavin. And then next Tuesday, March 7th, at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., it's an either or, not both, on the lower level of the headquarters library. That will be the first meeting of the Hunterdon County Library Seed Exchange for 2017. We've had a couple of seed companies donate bulk seed from the 2016 growing season, so we need help putting them into envelopes to smaller packets to give out, and get more information on how and when to start seeds growing.
So boy, it's a long time to get to me. You're still on March 7th.
Well, March 7th, we will welcome back Bonnie Pariser from Yoga Loca Studio in Frenchtown, and she will talk about tension, stress, and trauma release. At 7 p.m. And all these programs...
Okay, hold on. Go back.
What?
Sell that program a little better than you just did.
I know.
You just cut that one off completely.
Attention, Stress, Trauma Release is an innovative exercise series that assists the body in releasing deep muscle patterns of stress, tension, and trauma. It safely activates a natural reflex mechanism of shaking or vibrating that releases muscle tension, calming down the nervous system. And that's 7 p.m. March 7th. And all programs are free and open to the public.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Christopher. Set an open house. You can sign up for them, the ones at headquarters, by calling 788-1434 or the North County branch by 730-6135 or click on the calendar of events at www.hclibrary.us. Still me?
I don't start till March 15th. This is how many programs we have. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Okay, on March 8th, Wednesday, if you missed them at the Stengel stage on Saturday night. This is coming this Saturday night.
It's not coming up. Last was Journey last time at Stengel stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
Journey?
I love Journey.
Do you? You should have went.
I didn't know it was there. Don't stop believing. Marshall's Dixieland Band, started by a retired Rutgers professor and piano player.
I hate
player.
That song, by the way.
Shocking. Marshall Stanley in 1982. It is comprised of amateur and professional
musicians. Name another Journey song.
From around central New Jersey. The band plays Dixieland standards and authentic instruments and relies on music. So you never know how a tune will turn out. And that one usually fills up, so you definitely do want to.
The sun is poking out, by the way, Jennifer.
It
just
is.
FYI, a little note. So name another Journey song. You're not as big a Journey fan. I'm calling you on this one.
You're calling me on this one. I missed the program on March 2nd. We're partnering with the Italian American Heritage Club. They will be showing The First Beautiful Thing, La Prima Cosa Bella, at the headquarters library. I think it's starting at 6 p.m., actually. And the flyer says, I think it's at 6 p.m.
Which does the flyer say?
7.
That's wrong, then.
It is. It's at 6 p.m. because it's 2 hours and 2 minutes. So to reserve seating, email the Italian American Heritage Club or call the library 788-1434 or go online to the events calendar.
What does it say?
It says 788-1444. Thursday, March 9th at the North County Branch Library, Jumpstart Your Spring, Decluttering, Keep This, Toss That with Jamie Novak. Organizing humorist, spokesperson, motivational speaker, and best-selling author. And that's at 7 p.m. Not sure where to begin, what to do first, or where to find the time to declutter. No problem. Join Jamie Novak for this Laugh Aloud funny one-hour program to jumpstart your spring decluttering. We have now arrived at March 15th.
Fred Miller is back, finally, Jennifer, with his latest Lectures and Song Afternoon Concert Series. We'll have three songs in the spring series, March, April, and May. The first one is titled All Over the Map, Starting New Jersey, Heading West, and Circling the Globe in Song. So Fred Miller is our resident pianist, singer, narrator. He'll be at the North County Branch on Wednesday, March 15th at 2 p.m. He'll repeat the program on Thursday, March 16th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. So if you've never seen Fred Miller, it's a very interesting show. He does a lot of, you know, classic older songs. He tells you backstories with them, as well as singing and playing on the piano. So the multi-talented Fred Miller will be returning on March 15th to the North County Branch Library. To see his whole schedule and to print out or see any of these programs that Jennifer and I are talking about, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all of our program flyers are there for you to peruse, pick and choose which programs interest you, and then give us a call and reserve a seat. Thursday, March 16th at the North County Branch Library, Personal Finance with Robert Limperti of New Roads Financial Group. Topics he'll cover are cash flow management, tax planning, and the basic financial tools used in saving for the future. His goal is to help educate on a broad range of topics so that it sparks questions and curiosity about personal situations. Rob would like to provide at least one piece of information or tool for each attendee that will help them better their financial situation. So this is Personal Finance at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, March 16th. At 7 p.m., all programs except for this Italian movie start at 7 p.m. Actually, all of our movies start a little bit early to make sure we finish by the time the library closes. The Saturday Winter Concert Series at the North County Branch concludes on Saturday, March 18th with a St. Patrick's Day celebration with the group Na Bodash. Which is Scots for not old men, Jennifer. They reimagine traditional music of the British Isles and its crossover into the U.S. in new and decidedly untraditional ways, using both acoustic and electric instruments and drawing on influences as diverse as funk, progressive rock, Celtic folk, blues, and classical. So this is Na Bodash. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I think I'm close. Saturday, March 18th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then Tuesday, March 21st at the Hunterdon County Library, Cognitive Fitness with Casey Gabriel from the Kessler Rehabilitation Center. Cognitive fitness is exercise for your brain. It includes lifestyle changes, including challenging your brain in ways that promote healthy aging, such as crossword puzzles, probably, Jennifer, and Sudoku, stuff like that. Jennifer checked out momentarily.
No, yeah, I'm just sending an email.
She works, Casey Gabriel works for the, she's a speech language pathologist at Kessler Rehabilitation in Flemington, and she works with people with a variety of neurological disorders. So once again, this is Cognitive Fitness, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library in their meeting room. And then Wednesday, March 22nd, we welcome Borderline Bluegrass Band. They performed for us many times. It features husband and wife Bob and Terry Suter. They play bluegrass music with an unbelievable amount of passion and excitement. Combined with a very professional delivery, their tight harmonies and hard-driving instrumentals are their trademark. They have been described as one of the hottest bluegrass bands in the Northeast. That's Bob and Terry Suter and Borderline, Wednesday, March 22nd, 7 p.m., at the Hunterdon County Library. It's free and open to the public, as are all of our programs, free and open to the public. Funding for our musical programs has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts Department of the State, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And I'm not done yet, Jennifer.
No, you're not.
Another
funded program by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Arts is at the North County Branch on Thursday, March 23rd at 7 p.m., chilling out with the Frost Kings. The Frost Kings are a four-piece R&B swing and blues band originating from the North Jersey area. They've played many festivals and venues over the years with guitar, upright bass, saxes, vocals, and drums. Samples of the music that they play are Luther Johnson, B.B. King, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and Muddy Waters, to the R&B of Wilson Pickett and Herbie Hancock. If you're not already a swing blues fan, you will be after hearing their icy cold tones. That's the Frost Kings, Jennifer, and all their puns. Thursday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. And then I got one more. I might have two more. No, I only have one more, Jennifer. LinkedIn, new features and benefits with Andy O'Hearn, a LinkedIn super connector and power user. This will be Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. What is an online presence and how do you go about establishing one for yourself? That's what Andy O'Hearn is going to talk about in a nutshell, Jennifer. Once again, Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. And I just want to mention that the highly attended History of Highbridge program that was at the North County Branch earlier this month will be repeated next month at the North County Branch Library on March 29th at 7 p.m. So if you missed it the first time or you couldn't get in the room because there was an overflow crowd, we're going to do it again for you. The History of Highbridge, presented by William Honichewski.
And don't forget to check our Facebook page, which is updated daily with all kinds of events or interesting things.
Yes, that's true.
That we see as we walk around the library, or at least some of us see as we walk around the library. So it is 11:45. The field trip is over, so we'll go to a quick commercial break. And I think we'll come back with some Girl on the Train read-alike after this one.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's 11:49. Jim Gannot will be in less than 10 minutes to take care of some business. So earlier in the show, I talked about the headquarters book group talking about The Girl on the Train tomorrow. So if you like Girl on the Train, we've compiled a list of Girl on the Train read-alikes that you might like to try. The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware. It's a story of a young woman who is a reporter for a travel magazine, and she goes on a cruise, and she thinks she sees someone murdered and dumped into the ocean. But there aren't that many people on the ship, and nobody seems missing. So where is Jim Thatch? And then we have All the Missing Girls by Megan Miranda. And this story is cleverly told backwards. A young woman returns to her hometown. And 10 years ago, young girls went missing. And now another one has gone missing. But the story starts at the end and tells the story.
There was a movie like that called Memento.
Was there? You're back.
I wonder if we have that in our DVD collection. Very disturbing movie, but it was told backwards. Hard to follow.
Oh, this one wasn't. This was really good. Then we have Behind Closed Doors by B.A. Paris. If you ever wonder what goes on behind the perfect marriages, check that out.
Tell us, Jennifer.
Her Every Fear by Peter Swanson. It's his second book. A young girl and a young woman from London switches apartments with her cousin from Boston, and now he may be a murder suspect. But can she believe everything she sees?
I'm going to guess no.
You guessed correctly. Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pinborough. This is her U.S. debut. Sarah also writes young adult novels. And this has an ending that you think it's over, you think you figured everything out. And I think I've said it before about this book. It's shocking, and it's a little bit disturbing, too, frankly. So there's also The Luckiest Girl Alive, Jessica Knoll, Don't Try to Find Me, Holly Brown, Second Life, S.J. Watson.
Briefly, why is she the luckiest girl alive?
No, she's really not.
Oh. Isn't she being sarcastic?
Yes. So if you go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Reader Services, about a third of the way down on the page, there are some gold boxes. The fourth one down is Reader Services. Click on that. And there's a list that says Book and Media Lists. And click on that and click one more time. And then you will have access to all these books. And if you click on the cover of the book, it will take you to our card catalog where you can place a hold on the title. And it will show you all the formats. If we have it in ebook, audiobook, and you place a hold on the title you want. And it will be all ready for you when you come to the library. Your turn.
I don't have a computer in front of me.
I know. It's very frustrating.
What else did I promise at the top of the show here? Oh, the HCL Annual Art Show and Sale. We're getting that together, and we know who the musicians are going to be this year. By the way, let me start off with a date, Jennifer. June 10th, Saturday, June 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the Art Show and Sale. What we do is we get 75 of the best local artists to hang their best work on snow fences on the library lawn. Then you come by and peruse them. You see something you like, you could buy, and all the work will be for sale. You'll get to see all of our and interact with all our wonderful local artists. It's a fun day. We have music provided by the Jugtown Mountain String Band. Is that the name? I keep getting their name wrong. Or is it just Jugtown Mountain Band?
I think it's on Long Hill. It doesn't have string in it.
No, Long Hill does have string.
Oh, then Jugtown Mountain doesn't.
Keep getting this. But an excellent band, so we'll have them entertaining you. We'll have some refreshments provided by Kona Ice. They'll be on hand if you want to have a little treat while you're walking around, interacting with the artists and seeing all the lovely artwork. You're, of course, welcome to bring a blanket or a chair and a picnic lunch yourself and hang out with us a while. It's going to be a lovely day. It has been the last 5-6 years we've been doing it. You can vote on your favorite piece of artwork, and we'll give a Public's Choice Award. There'll be valuable cash prizes for all the winners of each category, which are oils and watercolors and mixed media.
A lot of children or students display their work as well. So you see some of the future artists of Hunterdon County. It's a great day. Linda Sadebski, Cheryl Grotchian, and Joan Sabo are the organizers behind this event, and they're working hard to bring it to you. So once again, Saturday, June 10th, save the date for the Hunterdon County Amateur Art Show and Sale. Not amateur, just art show and sale. I threw in amateur for, I don't know why, Jennifer.
Photography show is amateur.
Yes, it is.
But what is the other event coming up this spring that's most often asked about?
The book sale. The book Friends sale. Of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Do you have you do?
I do have.
Why would we wait to the end? We should be promoting this every time.
I was going to, but then you started with the art sale.
Oh,
So very quickly, book drives will be on April 15th and Saturday, April 22nd from 9 a.m.
You got 1 minute to do this.
2 a.m. 2 p.m.
Probably like 50 seconds now.
At the Grange, the gates open and close promptly at the designated times. You can also drop off small donations April 17th and through April 21st at the Headquarters North County, South County Branch Libraries. And the book sale is Saturday, April 29th, Sunday, April 30th, Monday, May 1st. And check the library's website, hclibrary.us, for more information and more details. And Jim's glaring at me, so I know we must be almost time to go.
They still probably have 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is underway just outside Washington, and White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is among the first to speak, saying many women looked past gender in the 2016 presidential election.
We're looking for what they shared in terms of issues, ideology, vision, and just what they want out of their futures for themselves.
Conway calling her boss, Donald Trump, a compassionate man who's often misunderstood.
And what a great boss he is to women.
Trump himself will address CPAC tomorrow. Longtime political commentator Alan Colmes has died.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Hey,
but don't sit there and call me a liar.
I am.
That from a famous appearance Colmes had on his colleague Bill O'Reilly's Fox program. The Fox News Channel first reporting this morning that Colmes has passed away at 66 after a brief illness. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the sun is setting over a garden in which sit the disciple and the teacher who opens up the mystery of Messiah's last day. Every Hebrew day begins at sundown the night before. So Messiah's last day began at sunset Thursday night. And that was the moment it all began. The Passover, the Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, the trial, the crucifixion, the death, his body in the garden tomb. From sunset to sunset. Which day was it? It all happened on the sixth day. Why? Because the sixth day is the day of man's creation. So the sixth day is the day of man's redemption. So as the sixth day in creation ended in a garden, so the sixth day in redemption ends in a garden tomb. And as man was given life on the sixth day, so we are now given life, new life on the sixth day, which is the day of Messiah.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Chief John Kelly are in Mexico City, where they're meeting with the Mexican president and other top Mexican